I am your host, Julie Anderson, aka Brand Lady Julie, and I am here with another exciting woman that you need to get to know, because I'm telling you, this is a very cool and very timely topic. So I'm really looking forward to jumping in with our guest, Annabelle Ullman. Annabelle, welcome to the Women Entrepreneur Show.
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into the bulk of the conversation here, let me read for our audience a little bit of your professional bio, just so they kind of know where you're coming from, and then we'll find out the real story afterwards. So, Annabelle Ullman is the co-founder and director of The Healing Company. Founded just last year, The Healing Company has a bold vision: bring integrated healing to the world, helping millions of people improve their quality of life. Our healthcare system is broken, like totally, right? With 95% of spend going towards treating sickness, yet over 90% of illness is preventable. Attributed to lifestyle factors, and this is according to the Institute of Functional Medicine, compelled by a global healthcare crisis and deep belief in a different way of healing, The Healing Company aims to democratize access to integrated healing by building a community of powerful healing brands through acquisitions in the wellness space, unlocking individual market impact for each brand in the portfolio, and over time, integrating brands into closed loop wellness systems. So really getting more of this integrated wellness to the world. Prior to founding The Healing Company, Annabelle started her career as a model, and in facing immense pressure to fit into the aesthetic, to fit into a certain aesthetic, began suffering deeply from stress-induced chronic migraines. She found relief with Eastern medicine, which ultimately led her to become a certified nutritionist and found a functional mushroom company. Her challenges as the co-founder in this space, with a powerful product but limited resources to compete in a fragmented, confusing market, she and her co-founder Simon Belsham's
yes.
Vision for the healing, they came together for The Healing Company. Together with their team of experts, they are now working to scale and reach the impact of today's leading healing practices and products. So I am looking forward to this conversation. Once again, welcome, Annabelle, to the Women Entrepreneur Show. What an amazing background. Very interesting in how you're in. We want to hear more about, before we get into the bulk of the conversation, we want to hear more about you and what really led you into integrative wellness and why you took that stand. And in your introduction, you were a model that dealt with some health issues. So give us a little bit of that background so we can get a bigger picture.
Yeah, of course. So as you had mentioned in the introduction, I was modeling for 8 years. I started pretty early on during school time, did it just because I wanted to have some more pocket money in order to do whatever I wanted to do. And very early on, I was really striving for this independence. And I just wanted to be independent and do whatever I wanted to do without having to ask anyone. And that was really the sole purpose of why I started modeling and why I decided to do it as a full-time job. And so I finished school, and I went on to travel the world, and that was my biggest dream. I just wanted to see the world, meet new people, learn about new cultures and religions. And, I was just a very curious, human being. And so modeling and being thrown in this industry, I wasn't really aware of all the pressure that would come towards me, and also the really like what people expected me to be like. And very early on, I experienced like a lot of lack of self-confidence because I was obviously not in shape as I wanted me to be, or my skin wasn't perfect enough, or my hair wasn't great enough, or I wasn't tall enough. So a lot, it was very superficial, and a lot of things were just like being told me that really caused a lot of stress. And I lost tons of weight, and that really resulted in a hormonal imbalance, which caused migraines, really bad anxiety, and I got a really bad relationship to food. And so at some point I realized I had to take my health into my own hands after I was told I was no longer being able to get any jobs because I was too thin. And I learned about this Institute of Integrative Nutrition, which was here in New York, and I was living in Australia at that time. And I started learning more about nutrition and primary foods and secondary foods. And I got certified as a nutritionist, going deep into like gut health as well. And at that time in my life, I had yoga as like my feel-good medicine. And I never knew really what I was doing, but like my morning stretching and time for myself was really important to me in order to ground and to really withstand this pressure that I was in the modeling industry. And I decided that I wanted to travel again and go to India, which was always one of my biggest dreams. And so I wanted to combine it with something. And I decided to do my yoga teacher training in India. And there I became really aware of like alternative medications, because I was really dependent on pharmaceutical drugs in order to cure my migraines. And I wouldn't leave my house without them because I was so afraid that they would come. And they literally, I would say at the worst point of my life, I had migraines 4 times a week.
Yeah.
It was really draining. And it was like numb my entire body. And the side effects were quite harsh. And so learning about learning about all the alternative ways of healing, and then being introduced to CBD by a friend, I was able to get my anxiety and migraines under control. And it was just so fascinating to me that a plant medication was able to have greater health benefits to me than cannabis, than pharmaceutical drugs did. And so that's how the journey started.
So that's interesting. So you did do kind of the Western medicine, traditional medicine, air quotes there, to try to heal first. And you noticed that it just wasn't getting it handled. And then you explored the alternative. Yeah. It's kind of funny how they say that, you know, traditional medicine, technically, if you get right down to it, would go back beyond the 20th century, right? Rather than what is really that Western medicine, or what is the popular, the medicine. So what is now, you obviously, in your bio, you hit on a couple of very important things, is bringing that into the mainstream so that it really is more accessible for people and more understood to a lot more people. So I'm assuming that that's a little bit what the Healing Company does. So tell us about the Healing Company. What does it literally do? Is it a alternative medicine type of access for people, or is it something else?
Yeah. So basically what the Healing Company is, we're like a holding. We have a roll-up strategy where we acquire brands in the health and wellness space. And as you had mentioned, we want to democratize access to integrated healing. And to do so, we're building a community of powerful healing brands. And we really want to combine their expertise in their healing product or practice with our expertise in the team, building high impact brands, storytelling, e-commerce, distribution, international relations, in order to raise the impact. So basically, as a Healing Company, we want to become like the playbook for integrated health, and really build an ecosystem around it where we meet our customers in every part of their journey, on their health journey, where they can really have like this one point approach where they can come and they know that the brands and the products that we provide are credible, trustworthy. And that is really important to us, so that every brand that we acquire, the products are pure, they're potent, filled with efficacy, and our customers can really truly believe in what we are selling, because we're trying to back everything by science as well. And so we're not trying to do like any flashy acquisitions, but our goal is really to bring in the pieces together that really drive value.
Got it. So you're more of the products. You're not necessarily the practitioners, but more the products and services, or yeah, products versus services.
Products and practices. So we, right now we're starting with nutraceuticals and supplements as like the main focus right now, but we want to evolve obviously into like more the into content, which we have already did with the Chopra acquisition, where we have like the access to the app of the Chopra app now, but we want to go into data and diagnostics as well. So really have like formed this whole loop of habit formation, where we meet the customer on their journey.
So this is very interesting, because when you look at your background, right, going into modeling and then going through your own healing journey, right, and becoming interested in the more natural medicines, what made you decide to, I mean, this is a big thing to create a company, because we've got a lot of women entrepreneurs that are listening, and they may have their thoughts and their ideas of business ideas, and they're like, oh, maybe some of them are thinking to themselves, ah, that's kind of a big, big thing to bite off. You know, I'm just going to stay here in my little hometown and just do my, how, what made you think this big? Because this is a huge vision that you have. What made you make that decision that you wanted to create a business out of your experience?
So I think the initial part of it is that when I was introduced to CBD, I was really fascinated by cannabis as a plant, especially because I was very early on, I was stigmatizing it a lot. And I really had like this hate towards cannabis, because in my school, a lot of boys were like always smoking joints. And so I was very anti any kinds of drugs. And so learning more about the plant and really like being shocked myself that I had such a thinking that I was actually someone that was always pretty aware of like new things out there, was I had no idea and no knowledge at all about cannabis, was like for me like this wake up moment. And I was lucky enough to meet two partners who I started the medicinal cannabis company back in Germany with. And that was the first time being really aware, or not aware, but really like starting a company and what it means to start a company and all the things that are part of it. And so I had a guidance, obviously it wasn't by myself, I was with two other people. So there was like this great partnership where I was able to learn a lot. But to be honest, when I separated from my other founders of the medicinal cannabis company in order to start a more direct to consumer brand, because I wanted people like myself with specific daily ailments to also have access to CBD, and not only the ones getting a prescription from it by a doctor, I was by myself at that point. And that's where I the first time felt like this sense of loneliness and not being able to have the manpower to start something big. And I was really lost in that point of my life, because I had this incredible brand that I had started that I loved so much, and had my own story that was backing it as well. But as a sole founder, I didn't have the expertise that I needed in order to raise the impact of my brand. And so at that, when I was starting to raise and kind of trying to figure it all out, I was introduced one of our partners and main shareholders of the healing company. And he was the one that really, I told him the story, and I was always a big visionary. So I always had like these great ideas and these like big visions. And I knew I would get there somehow, but I always really lacked like this first approach. Like, what is the first step in order to get there? And then what is the second step? And so meeting him, he really showed me how to set it all up properly. And with him together, obviously, we then scouted for a CEO, because I'm good with the vision and the ideas and the content side of things and the social aspect of things. But if it comes to like daily operations, I'm not the best at it. And I think that's also one thing I really had to accept, is that I can't do everything by myself. And that's a normal thing. And no one is perfect in all areas of business. And so really finding a sparing partner, which I was luckily to find with Simon Belsham as my co-founder, we were really able to grow that business to the level it's at right now by obviously finding the right people, putting the right people in place. I would say it was a lot of luck on one hand that I met such incredible people and I was able to learn along the way so much. But obviously also that moment of failure, or if you can call it failure, where I was really by myself and I had no idea what was going to happen and how I was able to grow my brand. And so I learned a lot from that feeling of fear and doubt of myself mm-hmm. to become much more confident today.
You know, I think that's a really, really important, there's a few lessons in what you said that I think are really important for female entrepreneurs is that you can't do everything yourself. Right? Yeah. We kind of think, oh, well, I can take this course or I can take this online class or whatever, buy this book and I can learn how to do these processes and I can do it. But in reality, it's very difficult to wear the visionary hat and to wear the CEO hat and to wear the administrative hat all at the same time. Something's gonna give. So I am a huge proponent for VAs or assistants. We have a producer behind the scenes. You know, for those of you who don't see it, we have our wonderful pinky to my brain, Kelly Cooper, who's behind the scenes, who takes care of a lot of stuff that everybody doesn't see because it's that administrivia. It's those little things that need to be done. But as the big visionary, if you try to do them, it can be exhausting.
Yeah. And like the amount of money I probably spend on signing up for online courses and buying tons of books, trying to figure it out myself is just insane. And I just had to come to that point of my life where I was like, you know what? I'm really good at other things. And why don't I just embrace what I'm really good at and let other people do what they're really good at? It took a while. And I think even today, sometimes I'm like so disappointed in myself that I can't do everything. But I always have to bring it back that it's all right to not be perfect in every aspect of business. And you just need to find the right people that really complement your strengths.
Beautiful. I love that. Find the right people. And they're out there too. And they're looking for not just the work, but they're looking for partners that have the bigger vision and can do the things that you do. So I think that's a good lesson for all the women entrepreneurs that are listening, you know, and you mentioned, you know, all the money that you spend on the online courses and the books and stuff. You take that and you hire somebody to do the work and you're going to be ahead of the game.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So with your company now, you want it, is it currently global or is it something you want it to be global?
What do you mean with global?
So do you have representatives in, or have you acquired companies or brands from all over the world or mostly in North America?
Yeah. So right now we're focused more on the US, just because also this country has it's such a saturated market and there are so many brands out there. I'm shocked every time I walk into a CVS, the amount of different brands are out there. And really there's such a lack of regulation. As a customer, you don't really know which one to trust and which product is actually with efficacy. And so I think that's like one of a big problem in the US in general. But I obviously in the future, our dream is to really have a more global approach as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Big visions. That's wonderful. So you have something called the Healing Hour interview series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I launched the Healing Hour beginning of the year with Deepak Chopra as my first guest, which was absolutely wonderful to start my series together with him. But the goal really of the Healing Hour is to bring together and amplify the voices of healers and experts and entrepreneurs and pioneers within the world of integrated healing. Because due to my past, I'm deeply committed and on the mission to raise awareness and increase education around integrated healing and health practices and products in general. Because I really needed it and I didn't have that place where I could go to or learn from. And so I strongly believe if you want to bring people help people to tap into their health journey, then it all starts with education. And so that is what the healing hour does. And I think one of the core focuses as well of it is that I have really, along this journey of starting the healing company and my own company, I really realized that behind every great product and practice, there is someone that has went through their own health journey and healing journey. And I think a lot of times people just think, oh, their life is just perfect. They have like this perfect life, this perfect brand. But a lot of times there is like a deeper story behind it. And I just want to bring that to the forefront that all of us go through a stage in their life where they might go through failure or health concerns, or they have had a situation in their life, something that has happened to them that has made them become who they are today. And so I really want to amplify that as well on the Healing Hour, and learn about their personal health journeys and then why they are where they are today, and learn more about and educate the people more about their product and practice.
I like that. I think it's important for everyone. I think, again, as addressing women entrepreneurs who may be listening, it sometimes we look at other women who are really successful or other businesses that are really successful, and you think, oh man, they just have everything together. And truth be told, we don't. You know, there was a journey, like you said, and there were failures, which to me, I always like to look at failures as just simply a learning stepping stone. Right? It's like, what did you learn from that particular thing not working, or that particular idea not coming to fruition? You know, what can I learn from that so that the next time I'm faced with this situation, I can handle it better, or I can navigate through those difficulties a little bit better? So I love that you are doing that and helping people to see, look, everybody goes through a process, and you're going to go through your process too. Don't let it get you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, so I think we popped up on the for those of you who are just listening and not necessarily watching this, it is the Healing Hour. It is a YouTube interview series. And so there is a link that will be in the show notes, as well as popped up here on the screen, that you can access that and get to hear those interviews. And I'm sure she has some wonderful ones in the past. And her company, for individuals who want to learn more about her company, is just healingcompany.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now on that, is that a resource? Do you have resources on there for actual products or services that people can look at?
So on our Healing Company website, it's all about like, what are we about? What are we actually doing? And then we have a company side of the companies that we have acquired so far, with direct links to their brands and their product and practice.
Got it. And that's all on that website.
Yeah.
Perfect. 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 And if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about the process, or learn more about the Healing Company and what you represent and what you do, they can send you an email at Annabelle, A-N-A-B-E-L, at healingcompany.com. I keep wanting to say the Healing Company, but it's just Healing Company, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And contact me on LinkedIn as well, on social media.
I was just going to say, how else can they follow you and stay connected with you?
Yeah, LinkedIn. Personally, you can always text me on LinkedIn, on my social Instagram account, which is Bella, B-E-L-L-A-O-E-L. And then also on our Healing Company Instagram, which is theheal_co. So there are many ways to contact us.
I like that. I love that. Social has made it easy to stay connected and follow people and get to know more about what they do. So before we sign off, I want to ask Annabelle, thinking about the women entrepreneurs that are out there, I mean, you've really gone through a big journey in your life. What is the one piece of advice that you would give them, the women listening, to help them in their success journey in their businesses?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest learnings I've had is that trust in your vision, trust in your mission, and don't be afraid to fail. And I think that failure is the one thing that we grow from the most. And so really, I think, lean into fear and trust yourself and be confident. And yeah.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. And probably take good care of yourself as well, right?
Exactly. Very important. Very important. Don't forget your mental health rituals. It's so key. Really, I would just recommend everyone, if it's not yoga, implement some breath work or meditation during the day. It resets your nervous system. It's so important to make strong and good decisions. And yeah, your health is all you got. So that's the most important.
Yep. I love that. I love that. Very important. And it's also something that we tend to, the more stressed we get, the less we think about caring for ourselves, right? Because we get so wrapped up in that moment.
Right. Yeah.
Of that. So beautiful. What is your favorite way to reset? Is it doing the yoga, or is it breath work, or like, what's your favorite?
Yeah, I really have like my morning routine, and obviously I try to work out a lot, do weight training, as it's like so key for our health. But I also love, sometimes if I need like to let go of like some energy that has built up, I go for a run or a quick walk. Because for me, being out in nature is super meditative. It just really like sets my mind free. But then I have my routine in the morning. I wake up, I do yoga. And if it's just 5 minutes, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's an hour. I combine it with a couple minutes of breath work and meditation. And that really sets the tone for the entire day. And I'm much more focused. And it really reduces my stress level and my HRV. So that's really key for me.
I love that. You don't want to start off the day with stressed out.
Exactly. And you know what? When you do this routine in the morning, don't open your phone yet. It's like, I really try in the mornings. I wake up, I have my warm water with lemon, I do my routine. And once that is done, then I look onto my phone or my emails or open my laptop, because that will interrupt you. And so really set the intention for the day before having like any of these, looking into your phone or laptop or anything like that.
I love that. I echo that as the Brain Lady. And it's one of the upcoming topics that I want to cover on the Brain Lady Speaks, our other podcast, is what this actually does, what doing that and scrolling first thing in the morning does to your brain. It can set it in a high stress mode right off the bat. And that's not where you want to start your day. And your brain is so, I think it's Jim Quick talks about, he's a brain expert, and he talks about how that first thing in the morning, your brain, that first 30 minutes to an hour, your brain is very impressionable, right? It's very open to suggestion. And so if this is what you're feeding it, you're not setting a good mental tone for the day. So I'm like you. I like to have my hot cup of coffee. I drink coffee, decaf. I know it's bad. I should be drinking the hot tea or the hot water with, or the warm water with lemon. I do that. I do alternate sometimes. But I like going outside in nature and sitting and just, you know, being in that space. And my husband joins me, and it's a beautiful way to start the day. It definitely does not start it in a high tension. It starts it just very smooth. And, you know, then I go into my workout and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, Annabelle, this has been a lovely conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I know we didn't focus 100% on the company, but I liked the message that you're sending, and I hope people will go check out your website and your resources and stay connected to you through LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram or whatever that choice is. But thank you for taking the time and being with us on the Women Entrepreneur Show today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Julie.
Absolutely. So before we shut down, I want to remind everyone to stay connected with us at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. If you have not joined our Facebook group, join our Facebook group. We're going to be bringing some powerful business tools via lives and just a lot of different information that we want to help your business to grow and to be successful. Follow us on social media. We are we.extraordinaire on our socials. You can also follow the YouTube channel, because the YouTube channel, we post all of these interviews are there on that channel. So you can go through and you can watch past interviews. You can listen to us, of course, on iTunes or iHeart or whatever that is. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a share if you want to think that this is a story that you have a friend or you have an acquaintance that you think would like to hear it. If you are interested in being on the Women Entrepreneur Show or you have a topic that you would like to see covered on the Women Entrepreneur Show, then be sure to reach out to us. You can reach out to our liaison, our Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Remember, that's all plural, women, entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. That is also our website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. So check us out. You can become a member on the site and have your business posted there along with your whole profile. So talk to us about membership. And join us. We have a really excited collaborative book that we are doing, Women Excelling Everywhere. Everybody has a story. And we would love to hear your story and highlight that story in this book. It is collaborative. It is going to be 20 to 30 authors. And we're really excited about it. And we hope you'll be excited about it, too. So check that out. And as I like to close up all of the programs, I want everyone to just kind of roll their shoulders back, take a nice deep breath, go out there and simply enjoy every moment. Thanks for being with us.